I'd like to, besides the fact that it's Roch Elimeinu's yahrzeit, I'd like to dedicate this talk in memory of a Talmud Chochom, a Gavra Rabbah who was a Mashkiach in our yeshiva for many, many years, Rabbi Yosef Amster, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Reb Meir. It's his yahrzeit today also. And it was a man of extreme dedication, a gifted Malamed beyond what most people could even imagine. And he's sorely missed by everyone, and just want that this should be also le'inoy nishmosoy. Roch Elimeinu brings out many different strains of emotion when we think about it. The Kever Rochel has certainly been the place where Jews have gone from time immemorial, I guess, from the beginning of the exile, to pour out their hearts. Seems to be a place where emotions are reign supreme. And even though many people in Yerushalayim are frequenting the Kosel, but sometimes when they have a real tzorah, they run to the Mamer Ochel, so to speak. There's a certain motherliness, there's a certain warmth, there's a certain sense of somebody's there rooting for us, praying for us, feeling our pain. And that's been tradition for close to, I don't know, 2,000 years or so. And therefore, when we celebrate or we participate in any programs on the yahrzeit or related to it, they have special significance. The truth of the matter is that when it comes to tefillah, women in general have a very special role. We're told that Yirmiyah HaNovi, who spent his life trying to avert the Churban Bayis Rishon, the Churban Bayis HaMikdosh, he preached and he taught and he admonished and he was Mesa Nefesh. He literally put his life on the line to try to prevent this tragic Churban that eventually took place. And towards the end, when he was like, he just almost, he saw it wasn't happening. And I was out of Eitzus, Oy Vat Eitzus, what am I going to do? He sent a delegation to Hulda, the Neviah. Hulda was a prophetess. She certainly wasn't as great as Yirmiyah. He was the Novi of the generation. But she was a woman. And Chazal say that the reason that he sent the delegation to Hulda was because Noshim Merachmes Yoser. Women have a unique dimension of feeling pain of others, of rachmonis, of responding or reacting to the suffering of others with deep, heartfelt, heart-wrenching pain, which can make all of the difference in tefillah. And really, what we see from there is not only the fact that women have a special koyach in tefillah, no question about that, but also that tefillah really requires heart. Tefillah, in fact, is avodah shebelev. It's service of Hashem that's done in the heart, not with the mouth, not with the lips. Those are just vehicles we find in halacha to help us crystallize our thoughts and our feelings. Because when you express something, it's more focused. But in reality, it's avodah shebelev. Ula ovdei b'chol levavchem, Ezuhi avoide shebelev zu tefillah. That's what tefillah is. And that's really what we can feel even more on at Kever Rochel, on the yahrzeit of Roch Elimeinu, because she was a mother. She was a woman. She felt for Klal Yisrael. She's Rochel mevaka al boneho. She cries and continues to cry for the suffering of the Klal Yisrael. And that pain that one feels, and from that, when from pain and feeling emanates tefillah, it's a completely different, heartfelt tefillah. You know, Chazal say that kol hasheorim ninalu chutz mishari dimo. Sometimes all the gates of heaven are closed, except for the gates of tears. The gates of tears, One who cries, and we're not talking about crocodile tears, but one who cries from the depths of emotion, and something sometimes that only a mother, that only a woman, only with that special sensitivity, that noshi merachmas yoiser, that the gate is always open. In fact, one of my children once told me, that's pshat in the pasuk, shivchi kamayim libech noichach b'nei Hashem. When you pour forth like water from your heart the tears, then you're standing noichach directly in front of Hashem. What does that mean? Because the gates are open. The gates are always open. And a person has the closest entree and proximity to Hashem. So the depth of feeling in our tefillah can make all the difference. Chazal say that when you daven for a Talmud Chochom who is sick, you should be mispalel ad sheyechle, until you get sick. Now, they certainly don't mean until you get sick of davening. That's not what it means. But what it means is that I am so focused, and I have so internalized the pain of this Talmud Chochem, of this person who needs help, that I get sick myself from feeling the pain of the suffering of someone else. Now, I know that's a very high level, but, you know, I've seen over the years that women have that capacity. A mother has a very unique role in the family. A mother has a dimension of love and of feeling and of empathy and of connection and of an emotional bonding with her children and a woman bichlal with people's sorrows that's beyond what most people can do. And therefore, it's a very special opportunity for us to, when we focus, for us to really be able to turn to Hashem and to accomplish so much for the benefit of ourselves, our families, and Klal Yisrael. We live in very, very difficult and challenging times. We know that this magefa, this plague of COVID, coronavirus, is still affecting so many, rampant. And it's been that way for, 19 months already? It's a long time. Besides that, there's so many other problems in Klal Yisrael. We don't know what's happening with the economy. We don't know what's happening with the politics, with the government. So much insecurity today. There's so many other problems that exist in the world. Whether they're health, whether they're emotional, whether they're psychological, whether they're with the parents, with children, with families, with shalom bayis, with everything. And we know that tefillah is really the answer. Chazal tell us tefillah is a machzor. Tefillah always accomplishes something. Doesn't always accomplish it exactly the way we would like it, but usually it's much better. Doesn't always accomplish it immediately. Sometimes the answer is not now, not yet. But tefillah has that power. When we talk about tefillah, we have to realize there's another dimension as well. Chazal say, it's a Medrash Rabbo in this week's parsha, Lomo nisakroho imohis. Why did the imohis, Soro, Rivka, Rochel, and Leah, all had to have periods, some longer than others, of barrenness, no children. They couldn't have children. So Chazal answer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mis'ave l'tfiloson shel tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem craves the tfilos of the righteous. Now, Hashem doesn't have cravings in any sense of our understanding. And all of his cravings, kaviyocho, however they can be understood in divine terms, are all for our benefit. But there's untold benefit to the one who is mispalel, to the one who prays to Hashem, in terms of coming closer and closer to Hashem. And that's why, for example, Sora Imenu had to wait until she was 90 years old. 90 years old! Every day, who knows how much she must have prayed to Hashem every single day to have a child. And only then, so many tefillas, so many years of so many tefillas, so many heart-wrenching tefillas, so many tears that she shed, that eventually at 90, then she had a child. And it would have seemed to me that maybe we could have suggested another approach. Maybe let her pray until she's 50, and then let her have a child. And for the next 40 years, she'll praise Hashem, and she'll say Hallel. Seems it's not the same thing. When it's after the fact, okay, we're appreciative, but eventually the appreciation wanes. For Sarah, I'm sure it would have been great, but still it's not the same. When we're in need, it's acute, it's intense, it's passionate, it's constant. It's with pain and feeling and tears and a deep-rooted expression of emotions. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misaveh. He craves that. Why? Because that's what uplifts us, and that's what connects us to Hashem. Heartfelt tefillah, focused on Hashem, emanating from the realization of the difficulties and the suffering that people are going through in this world. That kind of tefillah, that heartfelt tefillah, that Aveda Shebalev, that connects us to Hashem in a dimension that many other things couldn't accomplish. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits and waits and waits and sometimes puts off the answer to the tefillah so that we should keep growing and growing and maximizing our connection and our relationship with Hashem. Our relationship with Hashem is something that's very special. Our relationship with Hashem is something that's very important. Our relationship with Hashem is something that's coveted, that's desired by everyone. I never forget, many years ago, I was invited to give a session to a group of teachers in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, that were leaving Eretz Yisrael in the coming year, this was during the summer, to go to Budapest, Hungary, to start the first day school in Budapest for the last maybe 40 years. And they wanted to train these teachers to make sure they could, you know, be up to the task. So I walked in, and the previous speaker was still speaking for a moment, and he reminded his audience, he says, remember, don't mention God. Don't talk to them about Hashem, because Hashem hasn't been present in Budapest, to their recollection, to their understanding, for the last 40 years. Frankly, I must admit, I was very disturbed by this speaker's comment. I waited patiently and respectfully till my session a few minutes later. But the first thing I got up and said, I must disagree with the speaker. I must say that not only should you mention Hashem, but you should talk to them about having a relationship with Hashem as well. Everybody craves to have a relationship with Hashem. And it seems, kaviyochel, because of that, that Hashem even craves to have a relationship with us. You know, in understanding Hashem in human terms. Of course, in divine terms, that doesn't make any sense. But in human terms. So, this is the greatest thing in the world. Everybody wants a connection with Hashem. Everybody wants to be close friends with the boss, with the creator, with the ruler, with the king, with the melech malchei hamlochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyway, one of the participants in the group asked me, what are you going to do if they laugh at you? Talk to them about relationship with Hashem. Talk to them about Hashem. What are you talking about? So I told him, I says, you know, I've been lecturing to secular, non-religious groups for years about relationship with Hashem. Nobody ever laughed. In fact, to the contrary, they're jealous. They want such a thing. Everyone wants to have a close relationship with the Creator, with the Ruler, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyway, I speak after the first week of school. I speak to the president, someone who was organizing this whole project, and he, unbeknownst to him what my conversation with his teachers were, he tells me, you know, I want to tell you a very interesting story. The first day of school, there was a six-year-old girl, and she came home, and she told her parents, Mommy, Daddy, guess what? There's a God in the world. And the family literally rejoiced. Everybody wants that. Everybody craves that. Everybody needs that. And Hashem has revealed to us that through tefillah, we can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a deep-rooted relationship which gives us strength, which gives us courage, which gives us bitochon, which gives us simchas hachayim, which gives us that feeling of security because we're so connected with the Creator, with the Bnei Adam himself. And when people invoke Mama Rochel, when people go to Kever Rochel, when people recognize and celebrate, if you will, the Yortzeit of Rochel Imenu, it's a special opportunity, especially for women, especially for deeply feeling emotional people who can internalize emotion and challenges that people feel and feel their pain and empathize with them. It's a unique opportunity to strengthen that relationship with Hashem. And that relationship with Hashem is so precious, is so important, because when we can connect with Hashem, we have access to the source of everything good in this world. We have an ability to put our trust in Him and rely on Him to help us. We have a peace of mind, a tranquility, a menuchas hanefesh, because what am I worried about? My friend, the Bnei Olam, my friend, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He'll take care of everything. He's in charge. He's in control. He'll take care of me. It's a whole different story. I want to share with you, this is not Kever Rochel, but it's the Kesel HaMa'arovi. But just a little, an incident that occurred to me, happened to me many, many years ago. I was a yeshiva bocher in Eretz Yisrael, and I was on the bus going through Me'er Shorim. And there was a short, tiny little old lady who was carrying a big sack of potatoes. I remember it to be almost as tall as she was, maybe not, maybe more, I don't know. And she's getting off the bus, schlepping the potatoes. And I saw that she was having trouble. I got off and I schlepped it, took the potatoes off the bus for her. But then I realized she doesn't live on the bus stop, so I got off the bus. I'm going to carry it to her house. Anyway, she had this one little room in Me'er Shorim, and took it, brought it there. And she says to me, I wish I had something to give you. You know, it's Erev Pesach. But let me tell you a story. And she tells me the following story. She says, many years ago, a yeshiva bocher by the name of Binyamin Silber, I happen to have known him, he's a famous Talmud Chochem in Bnei Brak, comes to see me. He's a yeshiva bocher. He's not married, single. And he says, are you Gitala from Me'er Shorim? And she says, yes. And he says, the Chazon Ish sent me to you and said, you have my Basher Tzivik. You have my kala. You have the girl that I'm supposed to marry. And she panicked. She says, I don't know what you're talking about. I never had any children. I don't know. The Chazon Ish said, I have your Basher Tzivik. And all she could say to him, she was practically tongue-tied, she said, come back tomorrow. Okay. What does she do? What did our people do? How did our people live throughout the 2,000 years of Golos when we have Tzoros? She was probably too old and was too difficult. In those days, it was probably very dangerous or more dangerous to go to Kever Rochel. She ran to the Kesel. This was pre-48. She ran to the Kesel before Yerushalayim was divided. And she's standing there crying her heart out. Ribbono shel Olam. The Chazon Ish sent this bocher to tell me that I have his zivig and I don't know what he's talking about. And she's crying and begging Hashem, please help, please help. And the tears coming down her cheek. All of a sudden she notices that there's a woman standing close by. And she's also crying her heart out, so broken And she goes to her and she says, what's your problem? What are you crying about? And the woman says, I have a wonderful, beautiful daughter, a tzaddikis, and I need a shidduch for her. And sure enough, that was the shidduch. This was the bocher that the Chazon Ish sent. This was the mother of his future kala. That's how they made the shech. But this is the way our people lived. We lived on tefillah. We ran to the places of tefillah. We poured our hearts out at the places of tefillah. And we know that when we pour our heart out, kol asherim nina luchutz mishari dima, means that wherever we pour our heart out, it doesn't have to be in Yerushalayim by the Kaisel. It doesn't have to be in Beit Lechem by Kaisel, by Kever Rochel, wherever it may be. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shemea Tefillah. He listens to our tefillah and he responds to our tefillah. And I think that a day like today has to be a chizuk in this inyan. You know, one of the problems today is that our lives have become mechanized. We do so many things mechanically, by rote. Tefillah can't be done mechanically. Tefillah is not about the words. It's not about the lip service. It's about the heart, the avodah shebalev. And it could be that so many people are frustrated about tefillah because, well, they find themselves just saying words, saying words, saying words, saying words, not even know what the words mean, and not even appreciate what they're doing with the process of tefillah. With the process of tefillah, we are, in fact, influencing what happens to us and to others and to the world. And we're also finding in it such tranquility and such peace of mind, such menuchas ha-nefesh, because we're relying on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And at the end of the Shemona Esrei, not at the end, but at the end of Moedim, there is a quick summary of how we find the inspiration and the hope and the bitochen in tefillah. We say the words, HaToiv, you're the good one, Hashem, ki leicholu rachamecho. You never withhold your mercy. Hashem's mercy is never withheld from us. V'hamerachem, and you're the merciful one, ki leisamu chasodecho, whose kindness is never ending. May oilom kivinu loch. That's why, from time immemorial and forevermore, we'll always be able to hope to you to help us, to count on you to help us. Because the two most important ingredients, your rachamim, your mercy, and your chesed, are endless. They never cease. They go on and on forever and ever. And that's why may oilam kivinu loch. Hashem should help that any inspiration that we took away from this day, from these programs that you've been involved with, should last for us, should last for the year, should last forever, should last a lifetime, should give us an appreciation of tefillah and of our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should be able to pass it on to future generations. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should hear the tefillahs of our people, the cries of Rochel Imenu, the cries of all of our men and women, but the women especially, that cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us with all of our problems. And may we be zoiche that in the schus, in the merit of these tefillahs, and the inspiration that we achieve at times like this, that we should be zeiche to the Geula Shleimo. And when the Geula Shleimo comes, there's a beautiful posuk that the Radak tells us, Pshat, Berega koten azavtich uverachamim gedolim akabtzeich. I have forsaken you for a mere moment, and I will gather you in with great mercy. And he says, what are you talking about? Mere moments are long and bitter golos. But he says, when the Geula comes, when Mashiach will come, in retrospect, we'll look back at the long and bitter golos as if it was a rega koton, a mere moment. We had a difficult moment or two. That's the power of the Rachmi Dishmaya that we will feel when there'll be a kibbutz golos and when Mashiach will come. It should happen bekoroiv, b'mheiro b'yomenu, hatzlocho to everyone, to all of you, and may Hashem be makabel all of our tefillos barachamim, and we should be zeicher to the Geula Shleima. Kol Tuv.